Broadcasting live from the beautiful Colorado Convention Center for Collaborate 13 OAUG Forum, it's OAUG Radio. Now, here are your hosts, Lee Cantor and Stone Payton.
All right, Lee Cantor and Stone Payton here. Collaborate 13 Technology and Applications Forum for the Oracle community. And do we have a treat or what, Stone? Who do you got next to you?
Yeah, this guy is with the Big O. He's Director of Customer Feedback and Reporting for Oracle. Please welcome to the show, Mr. Todd Skoda. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great, guys. Thanks.
So this is a big job. That's a huge responsibility. You got to get this right.
Well, it's it's fun. We like to hear from our customers and get that feedback pushed out in the organization. So it's good work.
So could you share a little bit about the global customer programs and what kind of the specifics of what you're doing for folks?
Sure. Our group is led by Jeb DeSteele, and Jeb is the Chief Customer Officer for Oracle. So he's in charge of all things customer related and bringing that information into the company. So Jeb is responsible. Underneath him, we have the user group coordination group. So the persons that work with the user groups. We also have the customer references group. So those folks that work on getting references for the various products. We also have our customer connect areas. And then my area, which is the feedback area. So my group... we work with various survey tools, and we capture feedback from our customers, and then we disseminate that out to the various stakeholders within Oracle.
So when you get negative feedback, and probably from time to time you do get some things that they would like to see done a little differently, I mean, you can't just respond or react to every piece of negative feedback. How do you manage that? You must have some structured triage kind of process, yeah?
We do. We have number one, we look at benchmarking, so we're comparing ourselves to other products. We also look at trending, so we know which products typically rate higher, which products typically rate lower. Then we look for deltas in those trends to try to see if something's going on that we might want to investigate further. We also, through our survey tools, we have what's called the issue to resolution process. So if we have an upset customer, it is forwarded to the appropriate people within Oracle to follow up and understand what's really going on with that issue.
Now, in your career, have you been typically focused on customers like this?
For the last 6-7 years, yes, that's been my role, is to understand the feedback data and then to meet with the various stakeholders within Oracle.
Yeah. What's the most rewarding part of that job for you?
When results are doing well and meeting with a product team and saying, hey, they like your stuff, it's getting better, you're doing right, keep it up.
Well, I tell you, at least if the people we've spoken to over the last day and a half are any indication at all, Oracle customers do feel heard. And I think that is so important. You guys, that must be a very important part of your ecosystem, your culture at Oracle, that at least you are responsive to the customer base and you feel like they should be heard.
Yeah, exactly right. I meet with most of the product teams to talk about their results. And without a doubt, every one of them is very eager to hear the results. They want to know what's going on. They want to see what... issues their customers are bringing to them as far as things for them to work on. So it's really a good culture in that most of the product teams are very eager to understand what's going on, and they really want to see the data that we have for them.
So now what are some of the ways that you capture this customer feedback for the products?
Well, we do it through a main survey tool that we have that we call it our Global Relationship Survey Tool. And it's a big survey that we do twice a year, and we capture feedback on Oracle relationships, on products, on services, on lines of business, you name it. It's kind of a big, broad river that's not real deep. So we capture a lot of stuff across a lot of different areas, and able to work with the stakeholders on that stuff. So one of the things that we're doing, by the way, now going forward is to introduce our new customer advisory panel program. So this CAP program, or customer advisory panel program, is a way for us to dig a little deeper when it comes to product satisfaction. So as I mentioned, the Global Relationship Survey was kind of a wide river that wasn't real deep. So what we've elected to do is to pull out the product, the detailed product feedback out of that survey, and instead of doing it in this large survey, we're going to do individual product surveys for each of the 40 main Oracle product lines. So that way we hope to be able to dig a little deeper and understand a little bit more what's going on with the products.
So once you have all that data, then you still have a big job ahead of you. You got to decide what to do with it, how to disseminate it, what actions, if any, to take on it. You also have to respond to the people, thank you for the data, and we're not going to do that yet, or we're not going to do that because, I mean, this has several layers and iterations to it, doesn't it?
It does. It does. Yeah, we've got a pretty good process set up where, you know, we have folks within each product area that are, their role is to, you know, work with my team and understand what's going on with their particular product, right?
So now, is it hard to get into that CAP program? Are you looking for member people to get involved, or is there? Can you share maybe how to get involved in that?
Sure, thanks. We really are. We really need more user group members to join the CAP program. We know user group members know our products really well. They're committed to Oracle doing better. Because if Oracle does better, then their business is going to do better. So they're committed customers. We really want them to be part of this customer advisory panel program that we're introducing.
And is there a limit to how many people or people within an organization? Or
there's not. No, we really the more we can get, the better. As you know, Oracle has hundreds of products and various release levels on each of those products. And the more folks that we've got that can represent, you know, XYZ product on release 5.1.6, the better. Then we can really dig into, you know, the details and help provide a clearer understanding of satisfaction in those products.
So you have the R12 fever?
It's actually doing better. Their satisfaction's up. It's doing great.
So, no, I mean, we get the sense. We get that sense, don't we, Lee?
Yeah, absolutely. The people we've talked to.
Yeah, we're very happy with R12. Yeah.
So I'm sure it's a lot of work, but you enjoy these OAUG gatherings, don't you? You get a lot out of this, personally and professionally, I sense.
Yeah, the OAUG has been great for us. They really have helped us promote the CAP program, and it's really simple for customers to sign up. It's a simple URL. It's oracle.com/OracleCAP, and CAP for Customer Advisory Panel Program. If user group members go out to that and click on that link, we'll capture their first name, last name, email address, and company name. Then we'll follow up with another email that'll capture their specific products that they want to provide feedback on. So it's a real simple process, and we look forward to as many user group members as we can get signed up for that.
And so the people here today in this room, they have the opportunity, can they do this right here at the show?
They can, yeah. Oracle.com/OracleCAP, real simple.
And there's no limit to the number of people in an organization. So this is kind of a no-brainer.
Right. Yeah. As many folks as want to provide feedback into development, that's what we're looking for. So those development GMs are the ones that are asking for this. They really want customers to provide good feedback to them, and they know user group members are knowledgeable customers, so they're looking for help here.
All right, Todd. Well, we appreciate you being part of this. And then that website, one more time for people who want to get involved or for Oracle in general?
Sure. Oracle.com/OracleCAP.
All right. All one word, OracleCAP.
It is, yes.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being part of this. This is Lee Cantor for Stone Payton. We'll be back in a few at Collaborate 13.